Disclaimer. The intent of this podcast is to provide entertainment and general information.
If our delivery is marked by a comedic twist, it is simply a way to reflect our fun-loving nature.
We do not intend to personally attack or mock the people involved, their experiences, and their mental and physical conditions.
We also do not condone spreading misinformation and perpetrating hateful agenda.
If any of our topics might be a trigger for you,
we suggest you proceed with caution.
Cripsilog. 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 Cripsilog.
Hello, welcome creepers. This is Cripsilog.
Patayin sa podcast si Barbara.
We are your hosts. I'm Gideon.
This is Glenn.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. For the first time listeners, in Cripsilog, we talk about true crime, conspiracy theories, murder, creepy stories, and what else, Glenn?
TV series, mystery stories, and documentaries about true crime.
Ah, dun pa rin naman.
Yes, just like today, yun yung ipapresent natin.
Oh,
today.
Wow. Hindi ko nga alam to eh, na yung kung ano yung itatopic mo today.
So, yes.
How are you, Glenn?
I'm doing good considering mga ganap. Pero since long weekend, naman.
Swerte.
Okay naman. Ikaw, kumusta ka?
Ay, nako. Hindi ako long weekend. Pero, ayun. Kasi I was not told na may changes sa schedule. Parang biglang shinare na lang sa group chat yung sked na ano to, 7 days straight akong papasok.
Grabe. Meltdown na yan.
Oo. Ayun.
Ayan. Pero, buti na lang ano, sa recording today, medyo magre-relax ka lang. So,
yeah.
Sit back, chill, and
chill
enjoy.
Lang, chill lang. And listen.
Itong topic today, it's called Dear Zachary. Documentary to na napanood ko noong 2011 pa ata. Isa to sa mga pinaka-first na napanood kong docu na medyo, kaya ako medyo na-hook sa mga crime docu. Ano to, recommendation to ng office mate ko, tapos sobrang tumatak siya sa akin, hindi ko siya malimutan.
It's nice, kasi hindi ko alam to kung anong nangyari.
Kaya nga masarap magkwento kapag ka hindi mo pa napapanood, di ba? So, ayan. Actually, pagka tumingin ka sa mga lists, sa mga YouTube, sa BuzzFeed ng parang best crime docu.
Oh!
Lagi itong kasali doon.
Yeah. Oh, naalala ko nga.
Yes. So, Dear Zachary, A Letter to a Son About His Father is a 2008 American documentary film written, produced, and edited and directed by Kurt Quinn. Di ko sure yung pronunciation ng Quinn kasi parang German last name yata siya. So anyway, handa ka na ba?
Game, start na po right. Tayo.
Okay. November 6, 2011. David and Kathleen Bagby received the worst possible news about their only son, Andrew, 28 years old. Kathleen was working in a hospital in California when, out of the blue, she received a phone call from a policeman asking her to call the coroner's office in Pennsylvania, where Andrew worked as a doctor. She called the coroner, but the office was already closed. She called the police again, and then they gave her the number of the police in Pennsylvania who told her, "Your son is dead under suspicious circumstances. Have you got any idea why he was in the park?" She then called her husband, David, who was devastated with the news. David thought, we'd go get Andrew, bring him back to California, get everything organized, and then kill ourselves because there's no point in going on.
Ay, shit.
Ay, yung super heartbreak ng magulang yung maunang mamatay yung anak mo sa... And he's her only son. Diba? They made calls to relatives and Andrew's friends to inform them about the sad news. Friends then called other friends because Andrew had made a lot of friends during his lifetime. One of those people who received the horrible news was Kurt Quinn. Itong gumawa nitong documentary nito. He's a filmmaker who grew up with Andrew and was one of his best friends. And growing up, si Kurt, yung director nitong docu, sa kanya, filmmaking was just a hobby. Tapos ang main actor niya lagi is Andrew, si Andrew Bagby. Andrew loved playing the villain because then he would have an excuse to curse and smoke cigarettes in front of his parents. Mabait kasi siya. Tapos together, they shot a lot of home movies. Now that Andrew was dead, Kirk decided to make one last film with him, starting in their hometown in California, then traveling to Pennsylvania to find out from his friends what he was like before his life ended. His question to his friends was, describe Andrew to someone who had never met him. Parang tribute niya to for Andrew. So he put together a documentary chronicling Andrew's life and death. Para siyang, ano, para siyang tawag niya dun is cinematic scrapbook. In the course of shooting his documentary, Kirk learned a shocking truth. Shortly after Andrew's death, they learned that he was about to become a father to a baby boy, who was later named Zachary. So he realized he had to change his goal. Now he had to shoot a film that would introduce Andrew to his son who he never met. Kaya niya tinitle yung work niya as Dear Zachary, A Letter to a Son About His Father. Yon.
Oh.
Haba ng intro. Mahirapan na maghanap ng music nito para sa intro. Yung ano, yung ginawa niya, nag-interview siya ng mga friends, relatives, colleagues, classmates, kahit yung exes ni Andrew. And sobrang daming testimonials about him, that he was a funny, caring, good person. Yung ganyan, basta lahat sila pare-pareho ng sinasabi. To the point na mapapaisip ka, wow, pag ako kaya namatay, I wonder what people will say about me if meron man magte-testimonial at all. Alam mo yun? Anyway, so umpisahan na natin muna dun sa crime. Okay. When Kathleen and David Bagby, yung parents, flew from California to Pennsylvania to collect Andrew's remains, they found out that on the morning of November 5th, 2001, Andrew's body was found in a day-use parking lot at Keystone State Park in Derry, Pennsylvania. He had been shot 5 times in the face, in the chest, the buttocks, and the back of the head with caliber 22 bullets. The primary suspect was a woman named Shirley Turner, Andrew's girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm. Shirley claimed to have been in bed sick on November 5th, yung day na nakita yung pangkay ni Andrew. Pero habang ini-interrogate siya, papalit-palit yung story niya. Nung na-realize niya na sinabi niya na she's sick in bed, pero yung cellphone records niya showed that she was traveling on that day, nagpalit na siya ng story. So dun pa lang, medyo...
Red flag, fishy.
Yeah, parang get your facts straight. Ano ba talaga? Nasa bed ka ba? Nagpapahinga? Or nagta-travel ka? So sabi, hindi ko na maalala. Parang ganyan. Internet records showed that she had accessed eBay and Hotmail 2001 kasi ito. from Andrew's home computer dun sa bahay ni Andrew. Magkalayo kasi sila ng bahay. Right. And ginamit niya pa yung telephone ni Andrew sa bahay to call in sick sa sarili niyang job. Nung kinonfront siya sa evidence na to, sabi niya, oo, pumunta nga ako kina Andrew kasi nagkita kaming dalawa dun sa Keystone State Park.
Okay. Tapos,
ba't kayo nag-meet ni Andrew? Ito yung kwento niya. During that time kasi, nagtitake siya ng shooting lessons. So meron siyang baril. Tapos, minit daw niya si Andrew sa park to give him her gun. Nawala naman siyang in-explain kung bakit niya binibigay. Tapos, yung handgun niya, consistent with the bullets na recovered dun sa crime scene, sa tabi ng, tsaka sa katawan ni Andrew. Tapos, sinabi niya sa shooting instructor niya na naninakaw daw yung kanyang baril. Ganyan. So, iba-iba. Una, sinabi niya, ninakaw, sabi din sa instructor. Pero sabi niya sa mga police, and then na kay Andrew, nilagay niya sa sasakyan niya. Isa pang resident na nagpunta dun sa park, reported na nakita niya yung kotse ni Andrew, a Toyota Corolla, parked next to Shirley's RAV4 SUV. Then later, nakita niya yung Toyota Corolla na lang ang naiwan doon the following morning. Mm-hmm. Tapos di kinonfront na si ano si Shirley about all of these information kasi she doesn't look good sa ganito eh, na parang pabago-bago. Tapos nagmamatch yung baril niya sa bala.
Oo, yung statements niya hindi nagmamatch sa evidences.
Yes, uh-oh. Evidences. It's pieces of evidence. By the time na naka-obtain ng mga police ng warrant for her arrest, Shirley left the country.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Medyo parang seems like a pretty open and shut case, no? Kasi parang, oh, si Shirley, yeah. No,
matik na, di ba?
No doubt about it. And actually, lahat nung friends and family ni Andrew, when they were asked about Shirley, lahat sila parang, not a fan.
Ganun. Oh, bakit
hindi
daw?
Nila siya gusto for Andrew at all. Nag-meet sila ni Andrew at Shirley when he attended school in Canada. Nag-med school siya doon. Tapos si Shirley, mas matanda siya kay Andrew. 40 na siya, si Andrew 28. So age difference of 12 years. I'm not saying na yun ang reason to dislike someone, no? Pero medyo hindi sila match when in terms of ano,
maturity ba?
Maturity, ganyan. Kasi hindi lang dahil sa age, kundi dahil sa ugali nila. Parang mas immature pa si Shirley kesa kay Andrew. Okay. Baliktad. Tapos, ito si Shirley, she already has 3 kids from different fathers. Not saying din na this is a reason na you don't like someone. Kasi kung gusto mo ng maraming anak with different fathers, that's your choice. You do you, boo. Pero yun nga, ang problema sa kanya is yung ugali niya. She's kind of toxic. May pagka-ano siya, may pagka-bastos siya. As in, may mga home videos na sa mga handaan, sa mga events nila na videohan siya na she's kind of inappropriate, medyo rude, may mga ginagawa siya mga sexual comments.
Ay. Mga ayaw mong kasama sa Thanksgiving.
Oo. Mga nakakahiyang invite sa bahay kasama ng papakilala mo sa mga pamilya mo. Hindi siya talagang all out na threatening, pero something was off. Something wasn't right. And lahat sila, ganun
yung... I remember
yung...
people.
Remember so many people. Lahat sila ganun ang tingin sa kanya. Eh yung last na fiancé ni Andrew, na doctor din, mabait. So sobrang, in comparison, parang ano to, bakit sobrang downgrade yung ginawa mo?
Level down.
Eh ang explanation daw ni Andrew, nung naghiwalay sila ng fiancé niya yun, he was so miserable, he thought he couldn't do any better. So he was left vulnerable to someone like Shirley. Parang sige, ito na lang. Parang ganun yung dating.
Mm.
Pero eventually, after ilang years ba silang they went out together, after niya mag-aral sa Canada, he later moved to Pennsylvania to start his work as a doctor. Doon na siya nakikipag-break up kay Shirley kasi ayaw niya na talaga. And on the afternoon of November 3, 2001, yun talagang pinaka, he tried to cut na everything with Shirley. 2 days later, he was murdered.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. After his murder, while the police were obtaining evidence against Shirley and was about to serve her warrant, she fled to Canada. On December 12, 2001, she was arrested in Canada but was also released the same day after posting bail of $65,000 paid by her psychiatrist.
Okay.
Parang medyo fishy dun pa lang kasi diba, pasyente mo yan. She's being held for a potential murder. Popost mo ng bail? Parang ganun yun.
Or baka sinasabi niya na alam niya yung totoo na innocent si Shirley girl.
Maybe. Pero din parang as a doctor, there's already a,
fishy.
Yung, ang tawag doon, conflict of interest. Parang ganun. Because you're no longer seeing them as a patient-doctor relationship. Baka. Ganun. And with that, the government of Canada let a probable murderer walk free. While the turn of these events were shocking, it was about to get even more unbelievable. We'll be right back after these few minutes.
Ay, ito.
Charot. Ito.
And we're back.
Ito na, we're back. Wala kami na isingit. Shirley Turner held a press conference announcing that she had been 4 months pregnant with Andrew's baby. So naloka yung mga tao, parents. Parang at the same time na nagulat sila, natuwa sila kasi there's a piece of Andrew that he left behind. Diba, ganun? And yung mom and dad ni Andrew, sobrang bait nila. Kasi lahat ng mga kaibigan ni Andrew, friends din nila. Parang they all look up to them as their parents. Parang ganun. Dami nilang kaibigan, dami nilang friends. And they raised Andrew really well. So there was no question if they were able to get yung custody ng baby, they'll be able to bring him up in pretty much the same way na maganda yung upbringing.
Mm.
So yun. So doon nagsisimula tong documentary na to. Yung si Kurt, yung best friend ni Andrew, he wanted to interview everyone who ever knew Andrew so that they could, in their own words, tell Andrew's son about his dead father. Parang gumagawa siya ng diary or scrapbook.
Mm.
Ang ginawa ng parents ni Andrew, lahat ng life savings nila, they quit their jobs and moved to Newfoundland, Canada, kung nasaan si Shirley. Doon siya kasi nagtago eh. So, the only reason is because they just want to be close to Andrew's son when he is born. Basically, parang in-uproot nila yung sarili nila sa bahay nila. They had to say goodbye to their friends, to everyone. Masundan lang si Shirley para makilala nila yung apo nila. Diba? When they moved to Canada, they were told that the law was slow. And they proved that it really was.
Ganun nga parang yung Pinas ganun lang din ba?
Yes, pero ito, ewan ko ba? Kasi parang you wouldn't expect this from a first world country.
Yeah, totoo.
Tayo kasi parang, okay, sanay na tayo.
Expected na.
Parang, what did you expect? Pero ito parang, wow, really? Canada? Ito nangyari sa kanila. They were trying to get Shirley Turner extradited. Tama ba? Parang mabalik siya sa United States.
Sa US.
Uh-huh. So yun yung una nilang fina-file para dun siya matrial sa States. February 15th of 2002 na to. So di ba November 5 siya pinatay, 2001. So after a few months, February 15th, yung prosecutor acknowledged that the extradition request had been received. Tapos kada isang event na to may meeting to, so pupunta sila sa korte. They adjourned until March 11th when they decided that they'd reconvene to select a date for the hearing. So parang
chat
magre-reconvene tayo ng isa pang meeting at dun sa meeting na yon pag-uusapan kung kailan yung hearing.
Ang kakainis.
So March 25 na ginawa yon. Tapos, ang set nilang date for the hearing was May 27th, which was later moved to June 11th. A hearing which lasted only 5 minutes. Kasi sabi ng judge, I wasn't in a position to rule and I had to adjourn again until July 30th.
What?
So, ganun. Parang paano-ano.
Pa-delay.
Pa-delay ng pa-delay. Napanganak na yung anak by that time na nag-ano sila. Kasi July 18, 2002, Zachary Andrew Turner was born. So, bigla-bigla, grandma and grandpa na si Kathleen and David Bagby. They went to the hospital to see yung baby, pero ayaw silang papasukin ni Shirley. As in, ang sobrang nung treatment sa kanila. Nakakainis. Kasi ang tatanda na nila, hindi sila yung young na couple, matatanda, lola't lola na talaga sila. So, grandma and grandpa tried to win custody of Zachary, but they know it's not gonna be easy. Si Shirley kasi, she resorted to delaying tactics. So, the more na mag-delay and mag-reschedule, the more that the couple need to use their resources until maubusan sila ng pera. And alam niya yun. So, she was using that to her advantage. Tapos, habang nangyayari itong extradition na ano niya, kaso niya, finally, nag-agree si Shirley to give the couple 1 hour a week na visitation with Zachary. Dinelay pa niya. Yung pati yung ano na yun, pati yung first meet-up nila, dinelay niya ng dinelay. Tapos parang tinitreat niya sila like common criminals para lang makita si Zachary. Like, required na during the 1 hour visits, kailangan i-search sila. Tapos may mag-monitor sa kanila na supervisor habang...
What the fuck?
Oo. So in the same room, binabantayan sila habang inaalagaan nila yung baby for 1 hour a week.
Okay. Curious lang ako sa bakit ganito yung treatment niya. Dahil ba... naniniwala itong si, yung mga parents ni Arthur. Tama, Arthur ba?
Andrew.
Na Arthur. Naniniwala itong mga parents na si Shirley yung pumatay. Ganun.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I think. Okay. And they never really liked her from the beginning. Sabagay. Hindi talaga sila nag-click. So, meron talagang animosity. Pero may mga recorded calls nila. Alam mo yung parang ang plastic ni ano ni Shirley.
Ay, kunyari parang siya yung mabait.
Oo. Parang pag kinakausap niya sila, tapos ina-accuse niya sila of keeping the baby beyond the time allowed. Pero hindi naman. So she was just trying to manipulate yung situation so that the grandparents would look bad para hindi nila makuha si ano sa kanya. Si Zachary.
Na para i-deny kahit yung 1 hour meeting lang kasi sumusuway kayo, ganyan.
Kasi pag na-prove na they are fit na parents, baka mag-grant sila ng full custody sa kanya. Ganyan, di ba? Eh, ang bagal nung extradition case was moving really slow. Tapos, ito yung medyo may progress na. On November 14th, 2002, Judge Derek Green declared that the jury would likely find Shirley guilty and in order siya na ikulong.
Oh.
Kasi parang base doon sa evidence against
for the
you,
murder, no?
Oo. Mukhang strong yung evidence and the jury will likely vote na ano ka, guilty ka. So, habang inihintay yung decision from the Minister of Justice na i-surrender siya sa United States, kinulong muna siya. Tapos doon siya biglang nagbait-baitan si Shirley sa mga phone calls nila. Everyday siyang tumatawag doon kay grandma and grandpa.
No, sure.
Na collect call ha, as in sila pa yung magbabayad kasi from jail. Tapos anong nangyari, grinant niya silang dalawa ng custody of Zachary for as long as she was in prison. Pero yun nga, may strings attached kasi parang everyday kailangan mong kausapin yung person na alam mong pumatay sa anak mo. Kailangan mo siyang pakisamahan. Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang nightmare. Tapos, yung pagka tumatawag siya, yung ang dami-dami niyang kuda, parang nakakainis. Basta, nakakapanggigil talaga yung babae. Tapos, ang ni-request pa ni Shirley na dalhin nila si Zachary sa kanya every week sa kulungan para magkita rin sila ng anak niya. Para yun yung pinaka-visitation niya. And they have to drive 2 hours in bad weather para lang dalhin si ano doon. Si Zachary doon. Nasabi nga ng mga friends, mga testimonials, parang I don't know any other people who would do that. Para lang sa kanya.
Do they have to? Hindi. Ako, edo wag, di ko gagawin.
O, parang ayaw lang nilang ano, i-deprive din siya kasi nga anak niya.
Well, mababait din kasi talaga, parang ganun.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Pero ano lang, siguro you have to remember at this point, these two grandparents believe that this woman killed their son and they have to do this for her just so they can have Zachary later on para walang masabi sa kanila na nung ako nakakulong, dineprive nila. So, parang, para wala na lang siguro. Ganun. 2 months after, Shirley was released from jail.
Why? What? Bakit?
Ito. January 2003. So, 2 years na nung after mapatay siya. Tama ba? Hindi pala. After almost, over 1 year pa lang.
Okay.
Shirley was out of money and wala na siyang lawyer.
Okay. Look how the tables have turned.
So, she wrote directly to Judge Derek Green, yung same judge na nagsabi na ikulong siya. Na habang hinihintay yung extradition case niya, ikulong muna natin siya. Nalala mo?
Oo.
Sumulat siya directly doon na parang naghingi siya ng tulong kasi wala na siyang lawyer. Yung judge, nag-respond. Parang pinagtataka ng mga tao, parang why would you respond to her? Ang response niya ay instructions on how to write her own appeal dun sa decision niya na ikulong siya habang okay. hinihintay yung order to surrender her to the United States.
Okay.
Parang bakit mo tutulungan? Parang ikaw nga nagkulong sa kanya.
Oo nga eh.
Parang okay, ako nag-decide na ikulong ka. Itong gagawin mong letter para i-appeal.
Ito yung butas sa sinabi ko. So, hindi sabihin mo.
Yeah, oo. Ganun na nga yung instructions. Parang doesn't make any sense. Yung appeal they made to Judge Gail Welsh. Itong Gail Welsh na to, yung judge, kinausap niya si Shirley Turner and she asked her, tinanong niya, would you promise to behave yourself? If I make an order giving you judicial interim release, it would be on the basis that you would not attempt to flee or hide or avoid subsequent judicial proceedings related to this matter. Siyempre si ate, yes.
Oh, gee.
Parang, alam mo sa gitan niya ng no.
Diba? Oho. Bala ko talaga tumakas kasama yung anak ko.
Parang, kulang na lang promise, di nga. Ganun yung tanong sa kanya ng judge.
Here you know I race.
tapos, nag-conclude na si judge. Sabi niya, Dr. Turner's detention, si Dr. Turner si Shirley, is not necessary in the public interest. While the offense with which she is charged is a violent and serious one, it was not directed at the public at large. There is no indication of a psychological disorder that would give concern about potential harm to the public generally, as her crime, while violent, was specific in nature. Parang sinasabi na, okay, napatay niya na yung gusto niyang patayin, hindi na niya yung gagawin. So palayain na natin siya. Ayun yung iyak ng iyak yung parents ni Andrew kasi parang, paano naman kami na biktima? Parang, you made this decision without, parang as if we don't exist. Ganyan.
Although, hindi pa naman talaga convicted si Shirley.
Hindi pa naman. Parang in-overrule yung unang ano nung judge na ikulong na siya. Tapos, hindi man lang nila chinek kung ano yung behavior niya sa kulungan. Kasi apparently, dun sa kulungan, ang dami niya nakakaaway.
Ay?
May nakaaway siya na may sinaksak siya. Yung ganyan. So, erratic talaga yung behavior niya. Tapos, palalayain mo siya. Yung ganon. So, ayun na nga. Just like that, Shirley Turner was free again and kinuha niya ulit si Zachary.
Ay.
At this time, mag 1 year old na siya. So, they had to hand Zachary back to the person who killed their son. So, balik sila ulit sa routine nila na scheduling visits. So, ngayon, this time, binigyan sila ng 3 to 4 hours every week.
Parang, naisip ko na good thing, mabait din itong grandparents nila kay Shirley. Kasi nga, baka, alam mo yung, kahit yung itong visitation lang ng grandparents, baka i-deprive din sila. Or, masama lang talaga si Shirley na hindi niya ibibigay.
Actually, binigay niya, pero ang dami niyang sinasabi, ina-accuse niya sila of potentially hurting Zachary.
Nakakainis.
Tapos nagiging emotional siya. Sabi niya, tumatawag siya sa kanila, parang, are you sure you will never hurt him? Tapos iyak-iyak siya kunwari, naging meltdown. So parang, ba't may tatanong yan? Ba't naman namin sasaktan yung baby? Ha. Parang ganyan.
Ikaw pwede, pero...
baka ikaw pa. Tapos ano pa siya, sinasabi niya, nagagalit siya na pagka... inalagaan daw ni Kathleen, yung lola, si Zachary. Pag binalik daw sa kanya, ayaw na sa kanya.
Well, yeah. Naisip ko yan na... Alam mo yung magka-plant ka ng seed dun sa bata na, ay, huwag ka sumas, inanay mo masama. Na ganyan.
Pero one year old pa lang naman siya.
Oh. Sa bagay.
So it's all about
di pa naman pala malak. Ay,
warmth. Siguro mas warm talaga yung, ano, mas caring yung lola.
Ay, sa yung bagay.
Nanay, she has this attitude na parang di siya interesado. Remember, she already has 3 kids na wala lahat sa kanya, nasa tatay nila. And then pinaglalaban mo tong isa. You're making it look like isa kang inang inaagawan.
Ulirang ina.
But don't you already have 3 kids?
Oh, and anyway. Nasaan sila?
Nga. At the same time na ganito, na kung ano-anong ina-accuse niya sa kanila, na baka saktan niyo siya, she would call them and sabihin lang niya wala siyang pera for food and diapers.
Ay, nako.
So yung dalawang matanda pa ang bibili ng mga food, mga kailangan diapers para ihatid sa kanila on the day na wala silang visitation, ha. So hindi nila makikita si Zachary. Iiwan lang nila sa door. Tapos alis na sila.
Fuck. Nakakainis to, no? Kasi parang you have no choice but to give yung mga kailangan ng apo mo.
And napamahal na sila kay Zachary. Kasi alam mo yung pictures niya, parang hindi na nila kailangan ng DNA test. Si Andrew talaga yung tatay. Kasi may kamukhang kamukha talaga. Parang nawala yung anak nila, but here comes a grandson who's exactly like him. Na parang pupunan yung hole that their son left behind. Sobrang napamahal talaga sa kanila yung baby. Ayun. Noong July 2003, itong gumagawa ng documentary si Kurt, he met Zachary for the first time. Remember this whole time kasi ini-interview niya lahat, 'di ba? Ng mga family and friends, colleagues, ganyan. Until makarating siya sa Newfoundland, Canada. Sumunod siya doon para ma-meet si Zachary for the first time. Tapos, at the end na, na-collect niya na lahat ng mga testimonials from the friends, tapos pinapanood niya na doon sa parents ni Andrew, mga messages from people who loved yung si Andrew, yung parents niya. Nung nag-birthday si Zachary, first birthday, sobrang obvious na si Zachary, he gravitates more toward his grandmother than sa nanay niya, si Shirley. Mas close talaga sila. Meron pa sila mga videos na uupo si Shirley sa isang side, uupo si Kathleen on the other side. Ilalagay nila si Zachary sa gitna. Titingnan nila kung saan siya pupunta.
Oh my God!
Each and every time, kay Lola siya pumunta.
Wait, bakit nila gagawin to?
Ewan ko. Parang katuwaan nila siguro. Pero
shit.
Sobrang dinidibdib talaga
Shirley.
Shirley.
Oh, rightfully so. Parang kahit ako din naman, masasaktan.
Sorry, diba? Tapos, yun, nagkikreate siya ng drama out of that. Kasi she's trying to paint the picture na isa siyang loving mother na inaagaw nila yung anak ko. Parang ganun. Which is, well,
good strategy.
Nagkakalimutan tayo na pinatay mo yung tatay niya.
Oh, yeah. Diba?
Tapos, yun nga, hindi ka naman interesado sa mga ibang anak mo. Bakit dito lang? Why this? Kasi na-realize niya na she could live off of Zachary through yung grandparents na supporting him. Kasi doctor si Shirley Turner, pero hindi siya nakakapag-practice as a doctor. So iba yung mga trabaho niya. Kasi ang dahilan niya, hindi daw niya naayos yung mga credentials niya sa med school. Yun lang. So parang hindi mo na inayos, so hindi ka na magpa-practice.
Oo, may anak ka, di ba?
So ganyan na lang yung buhay mo. Eto na. August 18th, 2003. Kathleen and David had been out, and when they got home, there was a little card in the door from Constable Walsh asking them to contact him. So parang dun palang may deja vu. So remember nung anak nila may tumawag din sa kanila saying to contact this coroner and the police. Later that day, friends and family will hear the devastating news on TV.
Ano yun?
Shirley and Zachary were missing.
What the fuck?
Yes. So, una nilang naisip, they had to assume the worst. Hindi lang umalis si Shirley at parang lost track of time or hindi nakapag-check in with them na or kung nasang bahay man siya. Of course, she left. She ran away with the baby. That's the only thing that they can think of as yung grandparents kasi hindi sila kinontak. And before that, may mga sinasabi na si Shirley na during their phone calls, sinasabi niya kina Kathleen, ayoko na dadalhin niyo siya kung saan niyo gusto without telling me. So kung pupunta kayo sa mall, you tell me. Kung pupunta kayong ganito, you tell me. Kasi kung kayo naman, you would want me to tell you if I if we disappeared for a few days, gumanon siya.
Ay, may plano.
So parang may ano, may premonition,
foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing ganyan. So they thought that was the worst, but it was about to get worse. May mga tao sa beach, they reported that they found a baby.
Oh my god.
And one adult.
Oh my god.
Yes. Ito yung news report. Turner, son, found dead in apparent murder-suicide.
What the fuck?
Tang ina, diba?
Shit. Parang naisip niya na you can't get Zachary, diba? Nobody can get. Mamamatay na lang din.
Exactly. Yeah. And once again, Kathleen and David Bagby were asked to come over and identify a body.
Shit. Sakit.
Zachary was 13 months old. So, eto daw yung mga nangyari. In July of 2003, Shirley met a man at a bar downtown. They went out twice until his friends showed him articles on the web saying na tong babaeng dinidate mo ngayon, she killed her last boyfriend or she was accused of killing her last boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So red flag, di ba si Kuya Major? Oops.
I'm out of here.
Thank you for the warning. So sabi niya, I don't want to see you anymore. Sabi niyang ganun. Si Shirley, ginawa niya lahat ng mga ginawa niya nung si Andrew naman nakipag-break up sa kanya. She left over 200 messages sa phone, including one saying na siya ay puntis kahit hindi naman.
Yeah, shit.
Tapos, kasi ganun ang ginawa niya kay Andrew, yung in-stalk niya, tinawag-tawagan niya. Nung one time, nag-break sila ni Andrew and binilhan si Andrew ng plane tickets para makauwi siya kung saan man yung hometown niya. Sumakay ng plane and then nag-drive pabalik. Ang ganun siya ka-persistent.
So, may tanong pala ako. I mean, dun pala sa pagsisend ng gazillion messages, that's weird. Tama ba?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Kasi, ewan na, pero I'm sure may mga listeners tayo na baka gumawa na nun. Yung parang
iniisip ko din kasi parang ginawa ko din ba yata to.
You can't help it kasi you want to talk to the person. You want to... Kasi ang hirap nung walang ano, yung hindi nakikipag-communicate sa'yo. At least man lang magkausap kayo ng amicably. And magkaroon ng closure. Yun ang lagi natin sinasabi, kailangan ng closure, di ba? Pero minsan, ready ka makipag-usap. Is the other person ready? Baka hindi naman. Sorry, ah.
Totoo naman. Tama naman.
So yun, 200 messages. I think, can we...
Siguro naman by 10th message, alam mo naman.
Siguro naman by 10th, na-realize mo na, okay, parang medyo...
Kailangan niya pa ng time. Ganun.
Spam levels na. Magpa-miss ka. That's the strategy. Okay, ayaw mo. O sige, I'll make sure na hindi mo ako makakalimutan. Parang ganun. Tapos ikaw ang kukontak sa akin.
Oo, ikaw lalapit. Ganun.
So post ka ngayon ng mga ano sa Facebook. Ang saya-saya ko. Nasa ganito ako. Unaffected. I can't be bothered with the breakup thing. So yun, galit na galit siya dun sa lalaking nakadate niya. Sabi, nag-iwan siya messages na sobrang galit. Sabi niya, step up to the plate and be a fucking man. Kasi nga daw, pregnant siya. Pero later, her autopsy showed na hindi naman siya buntis.
Okay.
And then finally, one night, she made a fake phone call from her apartment to a friend's voicemail answering machine claiming na nandun daw siya sa bahay ng lalaki with Zachary. At about 11 p.m., she drove to the man's house sa kasama niya si Zachary. At around 12, she parked behind his house tapos nag-iwan siya ng used na tampon. Tapos may picture niya at picture ni Zachary iniwan niya dun sa bakuran ng bahay ng lalaki.
Okay. Ang weird.
Because she was attempting to frame this man for what she was about to do, which is, yun nga. Yung likod ng bahay ng lalaki, there's a path din there na leading to the ocean, may pier doon. So doon na siya nagpumunta. At around 2 a.m., Shirley took her prescription for Ativan. Alam mo itong Ativan?
Oo, narinig ko ito sa mga movies eh.
Ativan gang, ganyan.
Oo.
Yung may pampatulog. Ang nag-prescribe nitong Ativan, alam mo kung sino?
Sino?
The same
si physician.
Yes, psychiatrist na nagbayad nung bill.
Ah, psychiatrist na. Pala, sorry.
Oo. Siya yung nag-prescribe nun. So, minix niya yun sa, ano, sa baby formula ni Zachary. Tapos uminom din siya. So, alam mo, the only good thing that you can think of sa pangyari nito was at least, Zachary was asleep nung ginawa nito. Unconscious siya, hindi siya nag-suffer. Yun na lang. Diba? And then, pinali niya si Zachary sa tiyan niya using a sweater. Okay. Tapos naglakad siya sa edge ng pier and she jumped into the ocean.
What the fuck?
Ah, tangina. Alam mo nga, nung pinanood ko to, nung 2011, umiyak ako noon. Tapos nung pinanood ko ulit nitong last week, sabi ko siguro naman hindi na ako maiyak kasi napanood ko na dati. Well, umiyak na naman ako. Nakakaiyak kasi, basta. Zachary was found face up with his eyes wide open. Tapos, sobrang naawa ako dun sa grandma and grandpa. Kasi, umiiyak lang talaga sila on the screen. Mm-hmm. Sobrang galit na galit sila. Na, inamin nung si David, si grandpa, na nagbi-brainstorm na siya even before kung paano sila makakuha ng full custody of Zachary. Kasi alam nila na hindi siya magkakaroon ng maayos na buhay kay Shirley. So what he thought was, hintay niya makatulog yung asawa niya and then he's going to slip out of the house, magda-drive papunta sa bahay ni Shirley, kill her, umuwi, at mag-pretend na wala nangyari para when Shirley's declared dead, makuha nila si Zachary and her wife, and his wife doesn't know anything. Kaso syempre, hindi ka naman mamamatay tao.
Oo, yun nga eh, na parang, naisip mo, pero you're not gonna do it kasi hindi naman sila ganun, di ba?
Yeah, that's not a solution to a problem. Tsaka, naisip din nila, what if we just run away with Zachary and hide somewhere else? Pwede. Parang, let's encash everything we have in the bank. So, from then on, puro cash lang bayad natin. Wala tayong paper trail. But that would mean a lifetime of hiding. Zachary will never find out who he really is. Kasi hindi niya na may kilala yung tatay niya, hindi niya na may kilala yung nanay niya. Mga friends nila, hindi na sila, parang mag-disappear sila off the face of the earth na hindi nila may kilala yung mga totoong, mga friends na nagmamahal sa kanila.
Mm-hmm.
So parang what kind of life will they give him kung gagawin nila yun, itatago nila siya. Which is, kaya nag-decide din sila na no, hindi natin kayang gawin yun. So what they just did was trust in the government of Canada to do its job of finding this woman guilty. At ibalik siya sa United States at dun siya itry. Kasi parang sure naman na yung evidence against her is just enormous. Alam mo yun.
And, tsaka diba sa US nangyari?
Oo, sa US. Kaya ka siya kailangan ibalik.
Oo.
Yun. So, wala. They trusted the system but it failed them. In the aftermath of Zachary's death, David and Kathleen held a press conference where he spoke about all the people whose irresponsible decisions led to the murder of their grandson, especially si Judge Gail Welsh. Siya yung nagsabi, siya yung nag-rule na Shirley is mentally fit and poses no harm because the crime she was accused of was specific in nature and the intended victim was already dead. Hindi niya nauulitin and look what happened. Did you even think na i-check yung background niya before ka nag-conclude nung ganun?
Mm-hmm.
So yun lahat binalikan nila. Yung dinemanda nilang una yung psychiatrist ni Shirley for posting bail for her. he was found guilty. Ewan ko kung anong kaso din na nabanggit. Tapos binalikan din nila yung judge na nagbigay ng instructions on how to appeal. Yung ganun. Parang they were really putting the blame on all these people kasi totoo naman. Parang
totoo naman.
Kayo, parang yung mga actions nyo, it all contributed into releasing this woman and enabling her to do this to her own child. Pero nandun na rin tayo sa part na parang medyo may mental problems din, I think, si Shirley. Pero she's lucid enough to make decisions na, alam mo yun, na ano eh, na parang normal everyday decisions. Hindi naman siya talaga yung incapacitated na completely.
Mm.
So parang, tas may nag-rule pa na mentally fit siya. Yung ganyan. So,
out of the question na kung ano siya, unfit, di ba?
Yeah. So, itong si David and Kathleen, they became activists. And their efforts led to the creation of Bill C-464 or Zachary's Bill, which would change the Criminal Code of Canada to allow the courts to justify their refusing bail to those accused of serious crimes in the name of protecting their children. So kung may harm na napopose sa children, pwedeng i-refuse na magbayad siya ng bail.
Mm-hmm.
It was finally signed into law on 16th of December 2010. The law wants to make sure that something this tragic will never happen again. Ayan. Si Kurt Quinn, the director of the documentary, he finished it na sundan niya yung lahat in real time as they happened. But it was no longer about Andrew for Zachary. Now, it was dedicated to Grandma and Grandpa, Kate and David. Ah, shucks, naiyak na lang. Tang ina, soft boy. Ayun, that's the story of Zachary. Dear Zachary.
Shit. Damn. I love you. Kinakabahan na ako nung sinasabi mo sa start pa lang nung nawawala na sila Shirley and Zachary. No? Eh, dahan-dahan ka pa magsalita. Tapos parang ako kinakabahan na, wait, patay na ba sila? Tapos yun, nawawala pa lang. Mga ganun. Na eventually, yun yung nangyari. So, nakakalungkot. And, et, yung another thing dito, yung, I don't know, na nakakataba ng puso. I mean, same, na, mas sad, and nakakataba ng puso na itong mga survivors ng mga ganitong crime, kunyari, itong si Kathleen and David, tama ba ako ng names?
Yes.
Na, naging, I mean, something came out of it, diba? Dahil ayaw nilang mangyari to dun sa iba. Same True. Thing kay Laura Visconde, diba? Dun sa VACC, dahil dun sa nangyari sa kanya. So, eto, yung, they don't want others to experience what they had experienced, diba?
Oh, naman. And, yun din, parang, maikli na lang ang time na natitira nila on Earth. Kasi, matatanda na talaga sila. Hindi man super tanda, pero relatively. Konti na lang. But they were able to make this and name it after Zachary. So may legacy na naiwan for people to benefit from later kapag they find themselves in the same situation that they were in.
Ano pa nangyari? Ay, sorry.
Hmm? Alin?
Ano pa nangyari dun sa case niya with Andrew, si Shirley? Parang nawala na rin ba?
Parang
since patay na din? Ganun ba? Ganun ba yung nangyayari?
Hindi ko alam. Siguro wala naman sila kasi
let us know, mga
Carissa,
mga lawyers, help. Ian, help. Pag namatay ba yung suspect, ano na mangyayari?
True crime with Carissa. Hindi kasi, I think wala naman sila ibang suspect.
Oo.
Ever since, siya lang talaga.
Parang siya na yung perceived na talaga na yun na yung iniisip nating lahat. Na siya na talaga yung pumatay. May motive ba? Ah, dahil nga gusto makipag-break. No, tama ba?
Yes, I think. Exactly. Kasi parang she has really deep-seated problems. Ayaw niya ng rejection. No? Si Andrew, ni-reject siya. Si Zachary, na-feel niya na rin yung rejection kapag pinipili yung lola. And the new man that she met dun sa bar also rejected her. She just couldn't take it. Parang, okay.
So, kailangan, ano to, no, ng skill. Kailangan ba ang training dito to how to handle rejection? Well, kasi masakit naman talaga, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero, I mean, you have to go to it kasi hindi mo naman kailangan pilitin yung tao, di ba? Kung ayaw din talaga sa'yo.
That's part of
life?
Growing up? May iisip pa sana ng mas, pero that's part of life kasi, ikaw ba, naiinis kapag ni-reject ka, but do you ever think of the people na ni-reject mo?
Ay, hindi. Oo, naiinis ako, pero hindi ko naiisip yung mga na-reject ko. Siguro eventually, well, yeah, totoo nga, no, diba? Na parang may mga tao kang kasi, sinabihan ng no.
Diba? Sasabihin mo, life is unfair, ginawa ko naman lahat para sa'yo, and then you do this to me. Pero, paano yung mga taong ganun din ang sinasabi about you? Are you supposed to be fair to them para lang hindi sila ma-reject based on the same logic na you have? Diba? Hindi rin naman.
Hindi rin so, naman.
Yeah.
So, siguro, kaya ko lang nasabi na hindi ko sila inisip. Kasi hindi siguro yun yung path na tinatake ko to accept rejection. Na parang, ang iniisip ko is that choice yun ng mga tao and you have no control over it. Yeah. So, yun na lang. Diba? Natanggapin mo na. Ganun talaga eh.
I think the best way to go about it is mag-sour graping.
Well, oh, totoo. Kasi kailangan, kasi I believe part din talaga ng process yun para makamove on kay. Ang hipokrito mo naman kung sasabihin mo hindi ka nasaktan.
Oo, pero diba? Huwag kang mag-focus doon. Mag-focus ka sa mga ayaw mo sa kanya. Ayaw mo sa akin, mas ayaw ko sa'yo ulul. Tapos huwag mo na siyang kausapin kahit kinakausap ka pa rin niya. So ikaw na nagre-reject ngayon. Nakaganti ka na.
Or huwag mo na rin siyang kausapin para nakaganti ka na din.
Yun nga.
Kasi parang ayun ba sinabi mo? Yun din pala yun. Okay.
Diba?
Have some self-respect na din na ayaw na sa'yo nitong taon to and ikaw naghahabol ka pa din. I mean,
totoo.
What does that say about you na gano'n, di ba?
And I always have this belief na kapag ipinilit mo ang isang bagay, hindi ka rin, wala rin siyang satisfaction. If you manipulate things into achieving that, nakuha mo, pero but then may isip mo, okay, hindi rin naman, parang wala rin ang nakuhang doon, fulfillment. Kasi alam mo ikaw may gawa nun.
Pilit kasi, na parang hindi na genuine yung reaction. Sa maganda kung at their own time, at your own time din, na maging okay kayo pareho eventually. Di ba mas okay yun kesa yung may pilitang nangyari?
Yung fruitful yung landian nyo.
Yun na lang i-hope mo na maging okay din kayo. Time will heal you guys. Mga ganyan. Charot.
Sa side ni Shirley, it's all about rejection and revenge. Sa side naman ng magulang ni Andrew, it's about loss. It's about grief. I think dito nang gagaling talaga yung fear ko na mamatay agad. Knowing bakit? Na yung parents ko would suffer with the loss. Kasi, hello, ako to. I'm like the best son ever. Tapos mawawala ako. Kawawa naman
parang,
sila.
Di wala rin naman silang ibang choice.
Pero nakakatakot, seriously, nakakatakot maiwan ng magulang natin. Kasi, alam mong yung pagmamahal nila sa'yo, hinding-hindi mo mapapantayan. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Parang magtataka, parang ba't kaya ako mahal ng magulang ko? Parang napakagago ko. Diba? Pero pag naisip mo na, paano kaya pag nawala? Kaya ka rin nag-iingat. Kasi yung fear na yun, you amplify that by 100 kapag ka nag-iisang anak ka lang.
Totoo naman.
Ayun. How do you handle naman grief?
Okay. Grief. Ewan ko, iniiyak ko siya eh. So, yeah. Para sa akin kasi, part din naman talaga ng process na kailangan go through it. Na kung nasasaktan ka, let yourself feel that way. Kasi, ewan ko, parang ganun, di ba? Iiyak mo yan kung nasasaktan ka. And then, as you go along the way, learn to live with it and to accept, di ba? Kung ano man yung nangyari. Kung ano man yun, di ba? Grief kung dahil may namatay, grief sa, ano ba, broken heart, mga ganyan.
Loss.
Ikaw ba, Glenn?
Mostly the same. Pero wala pa naman ng super, ayoko mo. Nakakatakot. Wala pa naman ng super grief, ha?
Heartbreak.
Heartbreak na lang. More of, yun din, ilabas mo in a healthy way.
I-video mo. Kayo mo, kumanta ka ng
Ganun. Or manahimik ka, magkulong ka sa bahay, mag-reflect ka, but don't stay there.
Ah, wag mong tambayan, parang ganun.
Ilalaw mo yung sarili mo na ano, na mag-grieve, talk to people, yan, talk to friends. Yeah.
Mm.
Kasi it's that one time na mararamdaman mo yung support ng mga tao for you when you're grieving. Kasi
yeah.
Ang cruel na maging friend ka and you know someone's grieving tapos parang hindi mo siya suportahan, di ba?
Yeah, totoo. And kaya, dahil diyan dapat ano no, ask your friends, di ba? Friends once in a while na, "Oy, kamusta? Are you okay?" Mga ganun, di ba?
Kaso mapag-ibintangan ka ng utang eh pag nangumusta ka to the bro.
Hindi ba yan, yan yung favor? Parang favor? Hindi ba ganun?
Hi friend, musta na? Scene.
Kinakabahan ka na.
Wala na to. Or magpapalike ng ano. Naku, ito yung mahilig magpalike ng mga contest-contest, mga picture.
G naman sa mga magpapalike. Sige, like natin yan.
Paklik po ng picture at palike, tapos pa-follow po ng page, tapos makita mo page ng elementary school ng anak nila.
Oo, pala.
I-like ko na lang.
Oo, na-like ko din naman. Gian, pag mga pa-like, support, di ba? Kaysa na, okay lang yan, walike.
Like natin natin, pagka, ano, pagka alam kong tapos na yung concert, ano, nanalo ba anak mo? Di naman na.
Grabe.
I-expect ka ba manalo? Joke lang.
Eh, kung nag-like ka, di ba?
Siyempre, nag-invest na ako ng ano doon. ng feelings.
kamusta, winner ba? Nag-like na eh.
Ayan, I recommend this documentary. Kung interested pa kayong panoorin, I think it's on YouTube. Okay siya. Yun nga lang, medyo heavy talaga. And na-spoil ko na. It's best to see this kasi without knowing, parang yung pagkakwento ko sa'yo. Without knowing yung nangyari.
Pero nasabi mo rin naman na it still affected you kahit second viewing mo na.
Yeah, oo.
And ano maganda din siguro na may visuals ka, di ba? It helps din. So, yes, panoorin pa din.
May kita mo yung mga tao and they're, tinanggal ko na lang siya, hindi ko na in-include yung mga testimonials na sinabi nila pero sobrang endearing. May endear ka dun sa family, dun sa mom and dad and si Andrew. Na parang, okay, this is such a sad, tragic loss.
Oo, nga,
para
eh.
Dun sa mga friends
parang
nila.
Parang unnecessary na, yeah. Pero, ayun.
Dahil sa selfish actions ng isang taong hindi makatanggap ng rejection.
Dahil sa flawed justice system.
Yeah, yun pa. Okay.
Ayan. Ay, thank you very much, Glenn, sa wonderful topic for today.
Sure, thanks for inviting me.
Ayan. Sana yung mga creepers natin nagustuhan itong kwento, di ba? In Dear Zachary.
Yeah, sana. Maghanda na kayo ng ano, ng tissue.
Pagpapanarin. YouTube, no? Meron naman, no? Ayan. Ayan.
Ano?
Ay, kayo ba, creepers, what do you think sa Dear Zachary? Let us know. Maganda siguro kung may hashtag tayo, no?
Anong hashtag?
Hindi, para kita din ng iba, yung sinasabi ng iba.
Ah, sige. Isip tayo. Hashtag.
Hindi, gusto mo general na lang. Para
ano?
All throughout na ng kahit anong topic na pwede nilang pag-usapan. Di ba?
Okay. Anong mag-brainstorm tayo ngayon?
Sige.
ano, react? Hashtag react? Ganyan?
Oh, hashtag. Ano, gusto mo extra service na lang. Hashtag, Cripsilog ES, ganun.
Cripsilog ES.
Para if ever maisipan ulit natin mag-extra service, basahin na lang din natin.
Oh, sige. Hashtag, kung may reactions kayo sa episode today.
Or kahit hashtag, saang episode, di ba?
Cripsilog ES.
Hashtag
para madali rin natin mahanap pa. Tama ka, mas madali rin.
Kesa sa notification natin, medyo ano, para mas okay. Tsaka para makita nyo din, creepers, yung sinasabi ng mga ibang tao, di ba?
Yes. Kapag hindi nasama sa extra service, ibig sabihin hindi nyo ginamit yung hashtag. Hindi siya na-validate ng ating DTI representative.
We can't have all the fun. Dapat i-share natin yung reaction ng mga tao sa inyo. So, yun. Check nyo rin yun. Hashtag Cripsilog ES. So ito ah, hindi lang to for today. For the rest of our lives. So buong episodes na sa lahat. Basta kung anong naisip nyo about any episode, ihanash nyo yan sa hashtag Cripsilog ES. O, di ba?
Gawa tayo ng ano? Gawa tayo ng poster.
Oo, sige. Ayun. And also, if you guys have any stories, recommendation na gusto nyo i-share sa amin, tweet us, DM us, look for Cripsilog sa Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Follow nyo na din kami, di ba?
Yes, for longer formats, you can email us at cripsilog@gmail.com or kung medyo may pinagtataguan kayo sa batas, Curious Cat. Nasa Twitter namin ng link.
And, go ahead. Yeah, like and subscribe na din, di ba? Sa Spotify, sa Apple Podcast, and ano yun, ratings, 5 stars, baka naman.
Oo naman, konting ano naman, konting comment naman dyan.
Yeah, sa sana na-miss nyo kami. Wow!
Mag-break ba ulit?
Oo, mag-break ulit. Eh, no? Pero yun. And support local podcasts, di ba? Lagi natin sinasabi yan.
Especially Cut Print. Yeah. Especially. So marami tayong bagong
Ay, totoo. So I'm not sure kung na-announce na.
Na-announce na ba? Sana. Pero abangan. Saya.
Ever-growing Kapodmill, yeah.
Yes, grabe yung group chat natin, no? Ang dami na.
Oo nga, ang saya na.
Nahiya na ako magkalat doon.
Parang, wait, hindi ko na alam. Magsasalita ba ako? Sige, wag na lang. Alam mo yung typing ka, pero i-delete mo na lang.
Baka sabihin nila, ang ano ko.
So,
best foot forward.
Ayan. Ay, maraming salamat. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yes. And ano pa ba?
Ano lang, mahigpit na yakap lang to everyone. Yakap ko kayo.
May tuwalya o wala?
Ay! Your choice. Your music. Thank you very much, guys. This is Gideon.
And this is Glenn.
Mercy and compassion.
And productivity, bitch.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cripsilog.